AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The hour has arrived for the National Basketball Championship game. Wisconsin, who beat Kentucky to advance to the Final Two, plays Duke tonight, who defeated Michigan State. Duke's coach says both teams deserve to be there.
We both have earned it to get here. You know, their road and our road has been a difficult one, and we've responded.
Kentucky coach John Calipari was stunned today when he got a call informing him he had been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
I did not expect it. I was really appreciative of just being a finalist. I mean, very rarely is there a first ballot. I mean, very rarely. And so I didn't have no expectation. And I basically was stunned, like, oh, I almost hit the car in front of me. What?
Louis Dampier was also thrilled.
Was so excited to get the word that I was in the Hall of Fame. Like JoJo said, I can't explain how I feel.
I didn't know whether to scream or sit back in my chair and say, where is that going?
JoJo White. The NBA is set to become the first U.S. professional sports league to visit Cuba since President Obama ordered diplomatic relations between the two countries restored. The league will hold a 3-day development camp and host clinics for youth at the end of April. Police say 7 children and 1 adult, all related, have been found dead in a Maryland home. No foul play is suspected. Prosecutors say a 100-year-old man apparently killed his wife with an axe last night as she slept in their home in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, and then took his own life in the bathroom with a knife. This is AP Radio News. As the prosecution closed its case today in the Boston Marathon bombers trial, AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports prosecutors told jurors Zohar Tsarnaev's participation in the bombing with his late brother was intentional, not coerced, as the defense tried to portray it.
They said he had a message to send. He agreed with his brother. They both wanted to send a message to America that you will no longer terrorize us, we will terrorize you.
The jury is expected to get the case tomorrow. After calling only 3 witnesses, the defense in the murder trial of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez rested its case today. Closing arguments tomorrow, then the jury gets the case. A Kansas man was sentenced today to 4 years and 2 months in prison for beheading another man with a guitar string after a plea deal that prosecutors say they accepted because of problems with the case. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.